Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Contest time. Here we go. Text the word lyric. Lyric, L-Y-R-I-C, Lyric, to 20357 by the end of the hour to get registered to win a pair of tickets to see Kiss End of the Road Tour. It's October 22nd, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Text and data rates may apply on this. Complete rules available at www.923thefan.com. Lyric, L-Y-R-I-C, to 20357.
Basket and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We are going to head out to Berea this hour. We're going to check in with Daryl Ryder at 10:40 as they get set to wrap up mandatory minicamp. So we will not be talking about Browns practice until the actual training camp happens in a few weeks, and they're going off to Greenbrier to practice for 8 days, as you heard. I think the other story, the other big story, Jeff, just outside of football is this. Is this air quality index thing that's going on outside right now and like trying to figure out.
Well, what, two major league games postponed yesterday?
I mean, you know, we were yesterday during the show, Dan was showing me pictures of, you know, Manhattan. And I was like, wow, man, I can't believe this.
It looks like the end of days.
Yeah. It's just really weird. So, trying to figure out what the air quality index is for us right now. Like I was reading on the boards coming into work that, you know, after 9 o'clock tonight, it's a little bit better, but and I'm reading from the National Weather Service, just they're going to start relaying air quality advisories, or they've been doing this for a little while too, but we've been talking about it a little bit more, and you know they're saying you know it's unhealthy for sensitive groups, which is a level orange when the air quality index is 101 to 150. I got to be honest, I know allergies are weird right now. I've heard like friends talk about like burning in their throat and just a little bit of, you know, can't catch your breath and stuff like that. So just be careful out there. I think that's the biggest thing I need to say. So, right. I mean, it's just weird.
Yeah.
And then the other part of it is it's cold.
Have you noticed anything? The only thing I've noticed is the temperature. And I don't know if that has anything to do with anything here or not. Being a weather guy.
I don't remember any of this stuff when we were a kid. Do you?
No,
During the summer, I don't think once Dan and I were talking about this. Like, I don't ever remember having my parents say, well, air quality, you got to come back in. And think about how the mills were running when we were kids. The mills were running a lot. I mean, my dad would come home from the mill and I'd be like, ooh, he always smelled nasty when he came home.
Yeah.
So
when I lived in Texas, it was oil refineries and chemical plants and it stunk all the time. And the old expression down there was, what's that smell? Money.
I don't know. So anyway, I'm just saying, be careful out there, especially if you've got some elderly folks out there too, especially if you're a sensitive group. Right now, it is. Make sure you're checking in on folks and make sure they're doing okay. You know, the stuff we always normally say during the winter.
Yeah.
Now we're saying it during the summer.
Check in on the Browns playbook.
Yeah, that's true,
because it's brand new.
Help me with that, Jeff, because Deshaun said that yesterday. It's like the whole playbook is new. Is that, to me, I'm still kind of, it was mind-boggling.
Here's what he said.
Everything's new. I would just say just the foundation and the structure of the offense is the same, but as we build and continue to get ready for the season, everything else is new. Kevin is always evolving, him and AVP. They're always working out and watching tape and trying to do different things and how we can scheme different teams and different defensive schemes. So kind of hard to really explain that, but, you know, all this stuff gets out on social media, so I can't speak too much on all that.
I would say that was a big picture comment rather than an absolute statement of fact. How about that? Does that make sense?
Well, I do think some of the things are new because they were in the playbook for, you know, when he jumped in, the playbook essentially was still.
It evolved a little.
For Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, but it evolved a little. And I would assume that now that they've had a chance to look at Deshaun on tape for six games after looking at him in Houston forever, that they added a lot of stuff and probably threw out a lot of stuff. But it's still, hey, here's Nick, hand him the ball, he's going to run right or left or up the middle. Hey, here's Amari Cooper, he's going to cut across the middle. He's going to run a great route because he's a great route runner. Here's Donovan Peoples-Jones, he's 6'2 and physical. He's going to be down the sideline. I mean, let's be honest here. It's only football.
I mean, how many different plays can you really run? I mean, there's got to be
Jim Brown. You need one,
right? there's got to be a ceiling on it, right?
You can't. Yeah.
I mean, how many different? I mean, yes, there's variables there because you're trying to, especially when you're running the ball, you're trying to go through, you know, the holes that are in front of you. You're trying to go behind the blocking scheme mm-hmm. that's there for you or set up for you on a screen pass or, you know, are we going to the tight end here where you look? I mean, I understand there are a ton of plays, but at some point. It's got to cap off. That's why I'm just trying to figure out, you know, when he says the whole playbook's new, it just seemed like maybe kind of an overstatement. But who knows? I mean, maybe it is new. It has to be to get these guys in sync. Do you want to see our quarterback run more?
No, but what I want to see is, this is an oversimplification, but I honestly think our team has the ability to do this now. I'll rephrase that. I think our team has the talent to do this now. Be the type of offense that can play a variety of different ways based on what you need to do against that opponent. There are some offenses that just don't have that ability, Andy, because they don't have the running back or they don't have the quarterback or they don't have a wide receiver who's good enough to do whatever you want to do or a tight end or their line can't, you know, block as well as ours. So, you're going up against a team that's trying to take away the run. Great. Then kill him with a pass. You know, you're trying to lock down Amari Cooper. All right, great. Hit Elijah Moore underneath. You know, you're focusing on the receivers. Good. Give it to Nick 25 times. I think our team has that ability. And that's what I'm hoping our offense becomes, is something that is multiple in its abilities. You know, you name it, we can do it. We can beat you any which way. You want to try to take something away? Good. We have a counter for that. That's what I hope we are. I hope we're not a team that, hey, you know, if you shut down this, you can beat the Cleveland Browns.
I'm trying to think of a quarterback we've had in who's been able to extend the plays the way Deshaun does. I think about wanting to watch
him. Can I give him a little credit for this?
Sure.
Though Baker wasn't a running quarterback, I thought he was able to extend plays to a certain extent.
I'll give you that. I just think that it's nothing. It's just a height thing. That Deshaun, I just feel like Deshaun has more options than he did at that point. And I think Deshaun's a better runner than he is.
I agree with both of those things. But I also do think, and though Baker was not known as a running quarterback, I thought he moved pretty well and could keep some.
He could escape. Yeah. He could escape.
Yeah, but when he wasn't backpedaling to his right.
Yeah, you're right. That was the problem, and everybody knew it. That was the problem. I look at the offense and I think, okay, this offense looks better. The defense looks better. And you know, yesterday you and I were contemplating this too, that you have weapons on offense. And I know it's built for Deshaun Watson, but I think you have to expect in a 17-game season that Watson isn't going to be there for every play of every game. And I still think the offense looks pretty good, even if you take Watson out of it. I'm not saying that, I mean, it's built for him.
Who's playing quarterback?
You could let Dobbs play quarterback. I'm just saying that you have talented players on that field that could make up if your quarterback isn't, you know, upper echelon. I mean, we saw success with Jacoby last year. That the schemes are, they seem to be right. That the talent on the field is right. It still takes 11. And I understand that the most important person in the 11 is the quarterback, because they're the ones that have control of the game with the football. But I also think that our team looks talented enough that if something happens, they would be able to survive for a little bit here. They have to be able to. How many quarterbacks last year played all 17 games? That's what I'm just saying. You have to be ready for anything. And I think they've done a good job of putting talent out on the field that if for some reason there's a hiccup with Watson, that it's not going to be the complete end of the world. Might take us back to kind of where we've been since 99 all along the way.
I know it's today's NFL. I still think when you can turn around and hand the ball to Nick Chubb, you've got a chance to win football games.
And there you go.
Yeah.
There's the answer. I think you're right.
And that sets up a passing game even for a lesser quarterback than Deshaun Watson.
I feel like it's not just it's about the quarterback and everything revolves around the quarterback. But if something happens where they got to take him out for a play or two, or maybe, you know, he's got to miss a quarter or he's got to miss a game or something like that.
Sprains an ankle.
Something crazy happens that I think there's enough talent on the field, and I think the offensive line is solid enough that they can maintain and still win in the NFL, even if they, you know, and I'm not asking them to go an entire season with a backup quarterback. I am saying, though, that you've got to be prepared, that if you've got to go to plan B, it's there, it's ready, and that's why I think part of the conversations that came up over the last 2 days were about depth on this team and making sure that you've got, you know, a second team that can help you out, not only on offense, but on defense too. Mm-hmm. And I give Andrew Berry credit that it looks like there's depth on this team for the first time. It looks like there's a lot of things that are there on paper today that make us excited and make me look forward to the season. And I just feel like the quality of players that they have on this team are significantly better than where we've been for, you know, if you want to look back at the last, you know, 7-8 years. You with me on that?
Yeah. I like the additions at the wide receiver position. I still wouldn't mind another veteran just to add another guy to the group, but I don't know who you'd phase out of there. So let's hope some of these guys emerge a little bit and let's play. Seriously, I look at the offense, and the only thing that I think, Andy, all right, I'd love to, and it's getting picky, and it's maybe...
That's good, though.
Yeah, and maybe we're getting greedy. Let's get a good backup running back, if, in fact, Jerome Ford isn't that guy, and let's add another veteran wide receiver. Other than that, let's go play.
Yeah, and you talk about the wide receiving room being crowded. Yeah, it's crowded, but that's okay. That's competition.
Sure.
Look, I mean, you know that you've got Cooper, Peoples-Jones, Moore, Goodwin, Tillman, right?
Those five right there, and I
include David Bell on everything, and I didn't include him there. Because if you felt like you could bring in a veteran wide receiver that would be able to help you consistently, then you have to cut your ties from some of the younger guys you have and say, okay, well, maybe that's not it. Maybe it isn't David Bell. I think it is. I like David Bell. I'm ready to watch him play.
Really?
I don't know if you know that or
I'll
not.
I'll be.
But I'm a David Bell fan, and you know what else I'm a fan of? Tight ends. I knew you were going to say that. I knew you knew me well enough to know that I was going to say that. Because we have five of those on the roster.
Yeah.
I got to believe it pains Kevin Stefanski every time he lets a tight end go. It pains him. I think he would go with five tight ends over two wide receivers any day of the week. And I just think it's the way he structures his offense.
Move along.
Okay, I'll move along. Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter from It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, joins us next. Baskin and Phelps. Yes, yes, yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.